Unit 3, page 33, exercise B. What is the meaning of the underlined expressions in each situation? Is the meaning positive or negative? Listen to the recording and complete the table by ticking the correct boxes. The first one has been done for you as an example. You have 30 seconds to read the expressions and meanings. Example.
I'm not happy, James. I go away on leave and when I come back, the lab is a disaster area.
I'm sorry, Candice. I meant to tidy everything up yesterday, but I just didn't have time. I'll stay late tonight and get it tidy.
Yes, you will. You can't expect anyone else to clean up after you.
One. Is that a CX250?
Yes, it is.
Wow, that machine is a real dinosaur. I can't remember the last time I saw someone using it. It must have been a really long time ago.
Yeah, we've been using it for over 10 years. It doesn't work very well anymore. But we can't afford to replace it with a newer model.
Two.
Dad, can you please help me put these boxes into the car?
Sorry, honey. My back still hurts, so I can't help. But you can ask Grandpa. He's over there.
Are you sure I should ask Grandpa to help? These boxes are really heavy.
Yeah, that won't be a problem. Although your Grandpa is in his 70s, he's as tough as old boots. I'm sure he can help you with those heavy boxes.
Three. I'm glad the meeting's finished.
Yeah, it was like watching paint dry. I almost fell asleep.
Me too. I don't know why we have to have those meetings every day. They're never very useful or interesting.
We'll have to come up with some way to make them more fun.